Night out with my sister's contact improvisational dance girlfriends. Part one, the deal. I felt in my guts something was up, the way Jude led me in. You swore you'd take off your clothes, do anything we want, pinching my waist, and we'll enlighten you, unbuttoning there, if you just slip into this. And she handed me a small black velvet dress. Loosening lower. No, I'm not gonna. Carol measured meticulously under my shirt. It'll fit, she burst, stroking my chest. Besides, you're a poet. Think of this as research. Uh-uh. My buckle popped. Carol's voice was so bourbon hot. But I just took it off my body. My ear caught fire. Whoa, strip. I should have known it was a trap. When my shoulders got stuck, halfway through, with most of the narrows still overhead and nothing below, in the bathroom, I gasped, help, I'm trapped in this thing. They crowded in behind and slowly tugged down the sturdy, strangling tube, and then the taping and shaping of the slimy, squishy balloons. Jude poked one, jabbed the other, and snapped, you see what we go through for you? Part two. After he said, hey, baby. After he said, hey, baby, yourself. You're making a fatal error, I warned, shouting over the authentically retro pop. In a muscle-bound nylon shirt, half open to fur and gold plate chains, he stared straight through Carol in my clothes and Jude in overalls. But Jude challenged him. I bet my girlfriend could kill you arm wrestling. He sneered, it's impossible. I may be a moron, but things like that just do not happen. Jude chimed, well, you're at least half right. Then her eyes counted the seconds till he realized he was being trashed, her sort of IQ test. Oh no. His eyes were glazed in a soft focus on me, sticky as white glue. Jude clasped my cheek and cracked, baby, he's smitten. Don't kid. I bet his chest size is bigger than his IQ. My feelings were mixed. I didn't want to laugh, but then she did the math. A 46 plus 4 for that deep manly shag. I was shaking so hard I thought my balloons would pop. Not seeing what was really shaking, he stepped close and asked full of hope, so, you want to dance? Sorry, I don't dance with men whose tits are bigger than mine. Finally, a frown, hostility, maybe even violence in the making. But Jude gently slid her body up against Mr. Rugg and shrugged. Well, she tried to warn you. She's not a girl who misses much.